Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
It's a Friday Eagle Hour, and be honest, Golden Eagle Nation, that's your favorite Eagle Hour, Friday, because you know the weekend is upon us. Lots of good news to share today.
I got some bad news to share after you get through with letting us know about Dickies.
Well, we'll have to go. Which I don't know whether to go with the good news first or the bad news first.
But bad news is coming.
Okay. Well, the first segment is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Thanksgiving, of course, next week. I guess if you were to call them today, they could probably still help you out because they do go that extra mile to make sure that some of the best food around will find itself to your dinner table. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, smoked here, loved everywhere, and don't forget, of course, all the side dishes that they have available to enhance your.
Oh. That was an accident.
Oops.
What was that, Michael? Was that?
That was Hump
the Wonder Camel?
Yeah.
Belching there a little bit. Maybe before, after his Thanksgiving
just ironic
day.
With it being the Dickies.
Yeah,
spot.
Yeah.
That
no.
was totally accident.
Hump likes Dickies, but who doesn't? Who doesn't, right? Dickie's Barbecue Pit, smoked here, loved everywhere. All right, now what is this good news, bad news?
What was your good news?
The good news is the volleyball team yesterday wins in the first round of the postseason tournament down in Foley, Alabama. It was a play-in game. They were the fifth seed in the West. They defeated Georgia State, who is the fourth seed from the East. And they momentarily, here in about 20 minutes or so, will begin the quarterfinal rounds against Arkansas State, a team that they beat earlier this year up in Jonesboro. Of course, if they were to win today, they would go to the semifinals, and no volleyball team has ever advanced that far in a Sun Belt tournament. So that would be... It's already great news, and I don't know if you saw the social media posts where the young ladies got to take their name off the board and move it on to the next round, which I guess is getting to be tradition with teams when they do that, but it was good to see them having some success, particularly in the postseason. So that's good news. We'll keep you posted as to how they do. We're going to get Coach Jenny Hazelwood on the show next week at some point to recap the season or tell us what's next in the season, depending on how far they go.
Well, we hope it's the latter.
Yes, of course. Of course we do.
Now, the bad news, and I would consider this just to be sad news, and I think Michael could chime in on here. About 2 minutes before the show started, our friend, our colleague, Kelly, just said he's never had hibachi or sushi ever in his life.
No, I haven't.
With all the things you eat.
Yeah.
But why?
How's that even possible?
Because we've got great restaurants here in Hattiesburg.
You know, go
out with the, organizations you belong to and go to Idaho.
Well, I can guarantee he wouldn't be paying for it.
And well, no.
And obviously with my waistline, I'm not object to
I know. That's what's so shocking. I would have figured you would have tried every food in the country.
Yeah, but sushi, that's kind of like eating crawfish. It's a lot of work for very little food.
Do you eat crawfish?
Put it in your mouth.
Huh?
Do you eat crawfish?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, but you don't have to make the sushi. You just grab it and...
Yeah. It's actually significantly less work than crawfish.
My 7-year-old loves sushi.
Put it in your mouth.
She's obsessed.
But
it's
raw fish.
Not all rolls.
We have sushi Sunday at our house because my daughter loves sushi.
Well, I've been told there was a song when I was a kid, if you knew sushi like I knew sushi.
But I think it's more heartbreaking for me that he's never had hibachi.
Yeah.
Let alone sushi. Like, I get people not liking sushi because I don't particularly like sushi either. But not having hibachi ever.
It's cooked. It's like cooked that, in front of you.
That's crazy.
You know it's cooked.
Like fried rice. You never had fried rice?
No.
What?
Oh, yes, I have. Yes,
okay,
I have.
Oh, my God.
Can we please leave this show?
No, is fried rice the kind of light brown light brown
soy sauce.
Put soy sauce. I have had that.
Okay. You got the yum yum
sauce.
Well,
that's half of hibachi, and then all you got to do is put steak on top of it.
Yeah. They grill.
Can we get back to the show about Southern Miss here?
No. This is an important topic.
Because that was shocking.
It is.
Your time on this earth, at no point.
No, I really haven't.
Had hibachi.
I will take you to some restaurant. I'm not going to name which one because then we don't get sponsored by them.
Right.
But some hibachi restaurant in Hattiesburg. When's your birthday again?
In July.
Are you're turning 74 or 8?
65. I'm Medicare eligible this next summer. So I'm excited about that.
Well, in July, we have hibachi.
We're talking about Christmas parties.
There we go.
It's like, are we going to have a Christmas party? And it's like, no, because there's just so much going on. Let's just...
How about Bob treat us all to hibachi?
Yeah. So if you are going to buy this hibachi... I mean, if you're going to take me to this hibachi meal, does that mean you're also going to pay?
Well...
Here's the agreement. If you like the hibachi, you pay. If you don't, you don't have to.
That's an interesting argument.
I can tell you right now what I'm not going to like.
This is going to start throwing it up.
How do you eat this?
Yeah, where's our sound effect? That's what he'll be doing.
I don't see how you cannot.
If we have any listeners left on this show today, the Sun Belt football action last night, Arkansas State had a chance to win it on the very last play of the game.
Did you see that play?
I did see
that. What happened?
To me, it looked like a busted play. They had the option covered,
but Louisiana covered it. The Louisiana team started running on the field, and the play was still going on.
Yeah, there was no whistle because I think there was a fumble. I think there was a fumble, and the referees were waiting to see, who recovered it. As it turned out. But nonetheless, what happened was Louisiana hung on to win that game, and neither team yet is bowl eligible, so they're going to have to go down to the last couple of weeks before they find out whether they're even going to be bowl eligible. Speaking of bowl eligibility, CBS Sportsline put out today, they now have Southern Miss going to Mobile in the game in Mobile to potentially play FIU. From Conference USA or Crapference USA, whatever you want to call it, but
that would be a tremendous disappointment to me.
I think so.
That would be I'm actually going to say this. It would be a tremendous disappointment if they're in the Mobile Bowl.
But you know who they've got listed going to New Orleans is JMU.
No,
against Jacksonville State.
No, they'll have some. No, I would be shocked. They're going to be in the Heart of Dallas Bowl or some other big
bowl. Well, as long as, obviously Southern Miss fans, if they'd have their choice, New Orleans would be the choice because it's...
Yeah, I don't know about first choice, but between Mobile and New Orleans for sure. But, I think some fans would like something. The Cure Bowl was mentioned. That one's in Orlando. That would be pretty cool.
But I hear what you're saying, but I think from a fan base standpoint, if it's at least drivable... And it is a week before Christmas. Both of those bowl games, most of the bowl games that Southern Miss would be involved in would be prior to Christmas. But if you could drive to, you could go down the day of, even if you just wanted to go to the game and then come back. So
I would want it to be in New Orleans because it's easy for everybody. You probably have the most fans. But if you're going to do somewhere other than New Orleans, Mobile would be Mobile, Montgomery, those two bowls. Nobody wants that. I'm sorry.
Later on in the program, Blake Bustard is going to be on the program. There's a taped interview that Dima got to speak with him Wednesday when immediate availability took place. And then Patrick McGee from down on in New Orleans, speaking of New Orleans, Patrick will get us up to date as the Saints get ready for the 3:25 kickoff Sunday afternoon.
It's something interesting about the
Dirty Birds of Atlanta.
The projections for the bowl thing, though, is because I don't think anybody who puts out these projections actually knows what they're talking about. Because once they get past the playoffs, they just put random teams. Because I saw Southern Miss playing Louisiana Tech in the New Orleans Bowl, and that wouldn't happen because they've already played this season.
Right.
The bowl, they really try to avoid that, playing a team you've already played. And then I saw one that had Southern Miss playing Jacksonville State in the Montgomery Bowl. And I'm like, what are they talking about?
Another team that they've played.
But I think the more likely option, at least of now, would be Southern Miss and Kennesaw State in New Orleans. I think that could be a potential option. Or Southern Miss Western Kentucky in New Orleans. I've seen that one too. I think that one could happen.
But either way, it looks like it's going to be a Conference USA team.
Yes. And unless they were to win the Sun Belt Championship, then you might be able to play more. Maybe get a Power 5 team. Power 4.
And when you're talking about Conference USA, you're talking about another... This particular year, you're talking about another conference that really has tried to find its identity football-wise. Because whereas the Sun Belt has had a far and away best team, with all due respect to our Eagles. James Madison, I think most people think, is the best team. Of course, on any given day, anybody can beat anybody. But Conference USA, it doesn't look like anybody wants to even win that league. There just isn't a runaway favorite in Conference USA. But again, when it comes to the bowl matchups, which will come out on December 7th, by the way, December 7th is when bowls are announced officially. Now, you know that there will be media outlets and the bowls themselves that will start leaking information once they sign teams because they want to get a jump on ticket sales. And if you are a Southern Miss fan and do plan on going to the bowl game, wherever it is, remember to purchase your tickets through the university. It's always financially more beneficial for the school if you purchase them through the school. Plus, you'll also get the guarantee of getting to sit with other fans from the school. So regardless of where it is, and again, considering where we were last year at this time, you talk about counting down to baseball season. This year, what about last year when football season was essentially over about a month ago?
Yeah, for real. I mean, I keep wondering, what were we even talking about last? I mean, obviously, at this point, last year, we were talking about the coaching hire, but probably about, you know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, I don't know what we were talking about.
Well, everybody that's analyzed this game tomorrow for a 2:30 kickoff, Southern Miss and South Alabama, has said the offensive line of Southern Miss is going to have to open up some holes to get the running game going. Well, one of those guys is Blake Bustard, and Dima had a chance to talk with him earlier in the week. We'll have that as the Eagle Hour rolls on after these commercial messages.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
This segment of the Eagle Hour brought to you by Eagle Tire West. You have to join them in their new location on Highway 98 West. Premium Goodyear products, full auto and truck services at Eagle Tire West next to Smith Motor Company. Family owned and operated since 1985, Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. Goodyear tires, full service, and big Southern Miss supporters. That's the best thing they've got going for them, besides all that great service that you get at Eagle Tire West. Check them out now on Highway 98 West. And if you missed this sure-to-be Emmy or Grammy, what are the radio awards? Addy Awards? That's advertising.
There's the MIBs here in Mississippi,
yeah.
And then Marconi Awards.
The Marconi Awards?
Yeah.
Okay, well, those certainly this program will be up for best
we'll lose
individual
to the Bin-Win Pickler Show.
But the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast is available on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can ask Alexa or Siri to play it for you. Do you guys have something else you want to pick on me about now?
Oh, yes.
I don't know where to start with this. Off air.
I've never seen Michael come out of his chair more than he just did. About 45 seconds ago.
How it defies physics, how this has never happened.
Well, and let's give some backstory here. In the commercial break, we were talking about...
Because we don't talk about anything Southern Miss related.
Yeah, this is a non-Southern Miss alert.
Yeah,
warning.
Yeah. So the Christmas Story movie, which is on TBS every year, like 24 hours
of Christmas Story.
Well, one of the stars of that movie,
Peter Billingsley,
is going to be in Hattiesburg at the Sanger Theater. They're going to show the movie, and then he's going to do a question and answer session, something like that, prior to Christmas. And I said, I know the kid gets his tongue stuck on the.
How to react to that.
And I know the leg lamp,
mm-hmm.
And then they drop a baseball over the fence, and there's a big dog.
That's The Sandlot. That's a different.
Oh, okay,
movie.
All right.
Well, great movie also. No, have you seen The Sandlot?
No, I haven't seen
it. Oh, my gosh. What?
I've seen bit, the what, dog
what
I know
Christmas
about.
Movie do you watch? Do you watch Diet Mountain Dew?
Bad Santa.
Oh, gosh. That one's
or
bad.
What's the one that Bruce Willis was in?
Die Hard.
Elf?
Never seen that. No, never seen
what?
Elf either. I don't like Will Ferrell.
What is happening right now?
Who I like is Santa Claus? Is that Tim Allen?
Yeah.
I've seen Rudolph, Frosty.
Oh yeah.
All the Rankin and Bass.
It's a Wonderful Life. Anime.
Yes, I have seen that. Okay. I have seen that.
But not A Christmas Story. When it was on TV for 24 hours straight.
No, I haven't seen it. I've seen
you've
bits.
You've got to watch it. You have.
I don't even think it's that great of a movie, but it's like one that you just have to watch.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It's one of those, the more you watch it, it becomes very endearing.
Kind of like Apocalypse Now.
What about Home Alone? Home Alone?
I've seen bits and pieces of that.
What? Too. What do you do? You talk about movies all the time.
I've got like adult ADD, and I can't sit still enough.
They're not really kid movies.
Oh, look, a squirrel.
Really. Yeah.
All right. Blake Bustard.
I do like Blake Bustard.
Yeah.
We're back on Southern Miss.
I should have asked him what his favorite Christmas movie was.
Yeah, that would be good. But
that's
tell
us a new thing. From now on until Christmas, every interview, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
That's right. I did ask him what his favorite food was. He moved from Eastern Michigan. And I was wondering how different the lifestyle and culture was from Eastern Michigan down Mississippi. And this is what he had to say.
Blake Bustard. Blake, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Talk to me about your journey here, because a lot of people didn't know that, you know, of course, of your approval to play here almost, I think it was a few hours before the game against Mississippi State. So just walk us through that process.
Yeah, so I didn't really know I was going to play college football this season. I had just the legal battle with the NCAA to get the year of eligibility back. That actually didn't happen until August 14th. And then I just remember just talking with my parents. I mean, I was still at Eastern Michigan at this time, just feeling that my problems weren't solved. I wasn't getting any first or second team reps, and I was kind of frustrated about that. So I talked with my coaches, talked with the attorneys that I'd been working with, my parents, and we had decided it was best for me to unenroll from Eastern and pursue opportunity elsewhere. Then my mom got in contact with the O-line coach here, Coach Coughlin, who I had a previous relationship with, and he pretty much was like, you know, you can walk on here. And I was just like, and that's the best opportunity I got right now. So I pretty much packed up my car full of, you know, a few suitcases and some clothes and drove down here. And I think it was like maybe a week more or less before the first game. So yeah, it was a quick turnaround.
You know, that's a different journey from Eastern Michigan to South Mississippi in August.
No, I've never actually been to Mississippi in my life before. Definitely different culture, different heat. You know, it's warm in Michigan, but it's not like the year round, and the humidity is like stark contrast. So
have you found some good food around here?
Yeah, no, I'm actually up 15 pounds since I got down here. The food's
that's what I like
better.
To hear.
Yeah, the food's a little better for sure.
A little
sure.
bit better.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
I mean, honestly, just the fast food. Like, they got Raising Cane's down here. I don't think they might have like three or less in Michigan, but like not where I'm from. I mean, Chick-fil-A's everywhere. Ed's Burger Joint's pretty good. I've been there a few times. Honestly, you know, what I've been doing for pre-practice is just Qdoba, though. Just getting a burrito, going to work.
I love it. Well, talk to me about the offensive line play, because, of course, one of the biggest question marks, I think, coming into the season, and you guys really have done well, and you've let Braylon be who Braylon needs to be for most of the season. So just talk to me about your play and your progression throughout the season.
Yeah, I think that's honestly just a reflection of Coach Coughlin, Coach Gibbs, and Coach Cobb. They're all like really, really good offensive line coaches. They've played offensive line. They know what it takes, and they know how, you know, it's a life or death situation. You're at the point of attack every snap. You either win or you lose. And, you know, they do a great job of coaching us. I think they've done a great job of building a good culture in the room. You know, there's some things we have to continue to work on, myself included, but you know, I like being a part of the group and just going to work with those guys.
What's critical in having a good run game as an offensive line?
I think it starts first with communication, you know, pre-snap alignments and just reading demeanor of the defense and, you know, just kind of like film study from the weeks leading up to that game, like how teams have been playing us. And then, honestly, after that, it's just post-snap adjustment on the fly with the guys to the left and right of you. You just got to be on the same page, you know, and sometimes we are and sometimes we aren't. I think that shows. So we got to work on that.
When when Braylon didn't go on Saturday against Texas State, he's such a leader of the team. Yeah. How hard was that for the offense when you know you're, you know, the face of the team basically isn't going?
No, it's definitely difficult. But, you know, we had full confidence in Landry Liddy. You know, he stepped up in a big spot for us against Arkansas State. You know, we see him going to work every day. You know, he works his tail off. I mean, so does Braylon, right? You know, so, yeah, to answer your question, it was tough. But, you know, just gotta go out there and execute. So,
well, man, keep beating Qdoba because you're doing great out there.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Can we just say, and Kelly, you and I are Yankees, that's a typical Yankee answer when someone asks you about what do you think about the food down here. You mentioned the fast food restaurants you don't have from where you're from. Not New Orleans cuisine, not Southern food, barbecue. It's, you got Chick-fil-A.
The fast food places are available
to.
Down
like,
here.
No.
Well, to be fair, he is a college student who probably, you know.
That's true.
Is only able to afford Chick-fil-A, just from my previous experience of being a college student.
But looking back at the Texas State game last week where, you know, Southern Miss couldn't really do anything right offensively for any long period of time, I think there's always a tendency to want to blame the offensive line, you know, when things don't work offensively. But there were a lot of things, Dima, that weren't working last Saturday.
Yeah, I mean,
they've got to get turned around.
Yeah, it was the overall execution of the offense. I've just never found any rhythm. I mean, the offensive line, I think, probably had one of their worst games of the season. If you look at it on PFF rankings, their pass blocking was like in the 40s, which is not good at all. So, yeah, they're going to have to get better against a pretty good South Alabama team, of course, coming in. Or not coming in. Southern Miss is going there. But so it should be interesting. I don't know how to feel about it yet. We'll get into picks later in the show, of course. But, yeah, and sources did tell us here at Super Talk that Braylon Braxton is trending to play tomorrow.
Okay. I hope that's true.
It is.
I hope that's true. I have my doubts.
Hey.
I have my doubts, but, you know, it was, you certainly trust.
Trending to play. So it's not – I think he's still a game-time decision for sure, though.
But yeah, so you see him on the field.
Yeah.
As long as they're not going to play that card until they absolutely have to play that card as to who's
yeah.
starting.
Yeah, you're not going to know until they run out there. Because, I mean, Braylon last week was doing warm-ups with the ones. Like, the whole warm-up routine, he was going with the ones, and then Liddy ran out in front of QB1.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, so,
I mean, just
regardless of what my sources are telling me or whatnot, you're not going to know until 2:30 tomorrow.
Genesis Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs, all from Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. So don't forget them. And a shout out to Mo Bay Beignet Company as you begin Black Friday shopping or Christmas shopping. No better way to start your Christmas shopping day, which is bound to be long, than to go by Mo Bay Beignet Company. Yep. Iced coffee, hot coffees, different varieties of coffees. And, of course, those made fresh beignets, they don't even roll out the dough and put them wherever they're supposed to go until you order them.
And they don't have those up north. They do not have those up
north.
And
you, my friend, need to go to a movie store for your Christmas shopping list.
DVDs, they still
make them.
No, you guys asked about movies. Bells of St. Mary's and Going My Way.
All these movies are available. You can stream them. You don't have to leave your house.
Well, I don't have to leave mine for these either. But see,
he doesn't normally leave his house.
Mine are black and white, though. You guys like all the.
No, I like It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah. Well, was that black and white?
Yeah.
Originally, I guess
there is a color version.
Yeah, they've colorized.
Thank you, Ted Turner.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk NFL football and about the New Orleans Saints.
Thank goodness.
With Patrick McGee. That's next on the Eagle Hour.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
This segment brought to you by DBAT, just off of Interstate 59 in Hattiesburg, the place to get your softball or baseball travel player, or just want to get some cuts in and stay sharp over the holidays. They'll have some holiday camps, and don't forget their memberships on sale as well. They'd make great stocking stuffers. DBAT training in Hattiesburg, again, just off of Interstate 59 as you're headed toward Columbia. Kelly Santer, along with Dima Mixon and producer-engineer Michael Mergens. Bob Getty is off. We'll be back on Tuesday next week. And as we go to New Orleans to talk to Patrick McGee from the Times-Picayune, Patrick, we're going to talk about the Saints. We're going to start with LSU, but a quick Christmas movie question for you.
Oh, boy.
Have you ever seen the movie The Christmas Story?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, okay. Kelly hasn't.
No, I haven't.
And he's never eaten hibachi.
Oh, well, I mean, let's not introduce Kelly Sanders. I had to give up hibachi long ago.
It's addicting. It's addicting.
His waistline would get bigger, wouldn't it, Patrick?
Don't encourage him.
The only thing that's more addicting than hibachi is all the juicy stuff that's coming out of Baton Rouge about who may or may not be the next coach at LSU. And, Patrick, it's been enough to give you headaches and keeping you up at night. Bring us up to date and what you guys are working on potentially about this story.
Well, I mean, right now, it's all eyes are kind of on Lane Kiffin. Reportedly, he was going to meet with the Ole Miss athletic director, and maybe something will kind of come of that, and there'll be some clarity maybe for both sides or something. I don't know. It's just waiting on Kiffin, but there is a number two, a backup plan, I guess you would say, if Kiffin ultimately stays Ole Miss or takes Florida. I mean, if he turns down LSU, I don't think he takes Florida. Not that I'm in the know on that, but I mean, everybody's waiting on Kiffin, but there's another SEC coach that LSU is looking at as the potential backup, and we hope to have something here post here this afternoon fairly soon, and people will have an idea on that.
There have been people, Patrick, that have said that that Kiffin is kind of putting his name out there just to play Ole Miss like a prize violin. But you think this is a legitimate situation potentially between LSU and Kiffin?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's LSU is a place that you win national championships at. So anytime somebody like LSU comes calling, you have to take them seriously. And obviously, feeling them out. I mean, Kiffin's family, his ex-wife and kids were in town. I guess it was Monday. They came in for a visit and went around Baton Rouge, got a little tour of Baton Rouge. And so, yeah, it's real. I mean, the pursuit is real, and LSU sees Kiffin as their top target. But whether that comes to reality just remains to be seen. Kiffin obviously hasn't given any indication he's going one way or the other, but I mean, he's playing the same game a lot of coaches do these days. If you can get a little bit more money out of your current job, why not? I think you have to seriously consider LSU.
When you talk about winning a national championship, considering where Ole Miss is in the playoff picture right now, there would be those in Oxford that would say, well, we could win a national championship in Oxford. And Dima and I have kind of argued this back and forth. That he doesn't think you can legitimately win a national championship in Oxford. I think you can.
I don't think as consistently as you could at LSU is the point.
I get that. I think there's, historically there's an argument to be made that you can consistently do at LSU, but you could also make the point that Ole Miss has adjusted better to the current environment than LSU has in terms of NIL and developing rosters that are better and more deep. Maybe that's a reflection on Brian Kelly, but Lane Kiffin in concert with Keith Carter and really the operation there at Ole Miss, they've done a good job of putting together really talented teams through the current system that they're dealing with.
And you don't necessarily have to have a marquee coach to win a national championship. Gene Chizik is an example, and Ed Orgeron there at LSU. They've both won natties, and neither one of them are even coaching anymore. So
yeah. Yeah, but they have really talented rosters to work with,
sure,
and coaching staffs. If you're going to put somebody like in that's really a top-notch recruiter, you got to have really, really good staff around them. And Kiffin, he would have both credibility as a recruiter and, somebody that's a great offensive mind. So that's what makes Kiffin such a good target.
Do you think, Patrick, what is your timeline on this? I mean, with the playoff coming up, and I think, number one, college football schedule is just so dumb that we have to do this with a week left in the season, especially for, not that I pity Ole Miss fans, but I'm just saying for any fan base going through this, it has to be tough to lose your coach in this scenario.
Yeah, it's a brutal time of year. I think the idea is that LSU, one, it would like to have somebody in place prior to that December 3rd early signing date. I don't know if that's realistic. I don't know. It just remains to be seen. I think there's a lot of uncertainty here right now, and nobody really has a definitive answer on where this is going. Of all the coaching searches I've kind of dealt with in my time, this is kind of the one that it's kind of hard to get a grasp. I mean, it's pretty obvious Kiffin was going to be a top target. and some of these other people come in the picture, but it just feels like there's a fair amount of uncertainty involved, and this could go one direction or another. It's just it's kind of like, in a way, it was that way last time LSU hired a coach when Brian Kelly kind of came out of left field. But we'll see. If Kiffin gets the job, this settled quickly. But if Kiffin doesn't take it, it could become very kind of fluid.
Real quick, there was reports yesterday, and I had kind of mentioned this early in the week on the programming. Kalen DeBoer's name has been mentioned at Penn State as a top candidate, which personally I think that would be a great fit for Kalen DeBoer. Could Kiffin kind of be sitting around waiting to see what happens there?
Yeah, I mean, that's always been my thought, is that Kiffin would like to be the head coach at Alabama.
Yep.
I mean, he knows that, and he knows, you know, he can get in there, and he's got that kind of personality, can take charge of a program like that. So, yeah, to me, if Kiffin turns LSU down, it's the Alabama job that ultimately that would probably be the goal for him. But, you know, Kiffin maybe is a little bit different. He's not like a lot of these head coaches out there. He may be in a different place at this point in his career. He may not be thinking about that much.
Yeah.
You can have a bad season on occasion. Ole Miss is not going to fire you.
Right.
You can't. You at Alabama and LSU, you cannot go 5-7.
Right.
You know, it's just not an option.
Patrick McGee is with us from the Times-Picayune in New Orleans. Patrick, as if you don't have enough to do, you might have to be talking about another coaching search, but this time across town at Tulane. Craig Stevenson from AL.com was on the show earlier this week, and he thinks that Auburn has targeted John Summerall, the current head coach at Tulane, to maybe go to Auburn.
Yeah, I think that would be a good move. Auburn's really kind of messed things up the last couple of times in terms of, I thought they made a mistake running Gus Malzahn out. Not that Malzahn is really a hot target at the moment, but I mean, Summerall will make a lot of sense at Auburn. He knows that territory. He's an Alabama native. He's got the personality I think they need in that job. Really, he's an entertaining guy. He's passionate, and I think he would do well there. Is he going to be winning 11, 12 games a season? I don't think so. I think it's becoming harder for Auburn to really fit into where the SEC is now. But Summerall, I think he's a guy that can get in there and consistently put a good product on the field. Whether they'll have the patience to let Summerall build something special remains to be seen.
And then could Charles Huff of Southern Miss be on a potential list at Tulane?
Yeah, that's crossed my mind before in terms of Huff and Tulane. Yeah, Tulane is not lacking in resources right now in terms of putting that roster together and paying coaching staff. And Tulane would, I think, be able to come in and put an attractive offer on the table for Huff.
Oh, yeah, there is a National Football League team in New Orleans.
So much happened.
Yeah, there is. The Saints hosting the Dirty Birds of Atlanta this weekend for a late afternoon game in New Orleans. And you know, regardless of how good or bad these teams are, Patrick, it never really matters. Atlanta and New Orleans always seem to put on a great show. How do you see this one this weekend?
Well, this one's kind of interesting because you get Tyler Shuck out there in his third start, coming off a really impressive showing. Will he be able to back that up against the Falcons? And Drew Brees is going to be on the call for Fox. So it's going to be kind of a neat little game to follow and see how things play out. If Shuck kind of goes out there and puts together kind of back-to-back performances, the Saints have to start thinking, well, they can kind of move on from the idea of picking a quarterback high in the next draft. He's really shown some impressive attributes, really strong arm, good athlete, and is making good decisions so far. So a really good progression from coming off the bench one game to doing okay with the Rams, not great, but against the Panthers and a good defense, he really did play well.
And I know it's kind of sexy to pick on the Saints, you know, kick them while they're down a little bit. But really, when you look at their overall body of work this year, it's not – I mean, there are teams that are worse in the NFL.
Yeah.
At least they're competitive. It seems like they've been in every game. And I think that Kellen Moore is day-by-day learning to be a better head coach. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, you've got some young guys at key positions on the offensive line at quarterback. You see signs, you know, whether it was against Buffalo when they lost. They've had a couple of games that really got away from them. But for the most part, they were in the games. And now, if Tyler Shuck can really hit those deep tosses and stuff, you're looking at a team that can win some games down the stretch. Moore's a good offensive coach. You know, I think he's going to develop Shuck just fine. Now you're trading away your receiver. Or, you know, Brandon Cooks was let go this week to be a free agent. and you traded away Shahid, you know, a couple of weeks ago. So you don't have as many targets for Shuck, but the offensive line should be relatively healthy this week, and we'll see if Olave can break loose again.
Patrick McGee, thanks very much. As if another coaching change, with this time in the NBA with the Pelicans, they had a change of coaching as well. Patrick McGee and all the guys at the Times-Picayune will keep you up to date on all that. So Patrick, thanks so much.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, when we come back, we'll get you up to date on how the women's volleyball team is doing at the volleyball tournament in Foley, Alabama, and talk about some programming for next week.
And picks.
Thanksgiving week and our game picks as well. And our final segment of the Eagle Hour next.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
And we wouldn't be this fourth segment if it wasn't for our friends at 4th Street Bar and Grill, who sponsor this segment. 4th Street, home of the $11.95 plate lunch, blue plate lunch, Monday through Friday. That includes your soft drink. And, of course, everybody there is a Southern Miss fan. So whether you're pre-gaming or post-gaming, don't forget 4th Street Bar and Grill within a shadow of the rock right over the Highway 49 bridge there on 4th Street. Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of year, but don't forget about the most important player. That's you. Get an annual physical to be sure that your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care close to home. Forest with two R's, foresthealth.org. Dima Mixon, you've been monitoring the women's volleyball tournament in Foley. The number one seed, Arkansas State, and the Eagles from Southern Miss. How are we doing in set number one?
Yeah, it's 18-11 right now, Arkansas State. They got off to a 10-4, 14-3 lead, or 14-5 lead, and Southern Miss clawing their way back. But obviously, you play to five, so you know you might not win every set against the one seed. So, and it's 18-12 right now. Southern Miss just scored again. So,
and that's available on ESPN Plus. Correct. All of the volleyball tournament on ESPN Plus.
Yep.
So we've got some games to pick this weekend. Of course, one game already in the books. As we mentioned, the Cajuns have now won four in a row. And is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they have. Yeah, after that win over Arkansas State last night. So there's other Sun Belt games this weekend.
Yeah, this is probably the game of the week right here. Number three, Texas A&M hosting Samford. And they're 54.5-point favorites.
And Samford just dismissed their coach. So they're in disarray. 54 points. And Texas A&M might actually get to play in the SEC championship game,
yeah.
and they've played nobody.
Yeah, I know.
Their schedule's
so bad.
Just awful.
Just bad.
So you're not suggesting that we take Samford. No. Okay. All right.
Well, are you going to take them to cover 54?
No, I'm not even sure I would do that. I don't know.
Okay. We'll pick two ranked games, and then, of course, all the Sun Belt games. So Missouri's number 22. They're on the road at Oklahoma. Oklahoma, 6.5-point favorite.
Oklahoma covers and wins.
Okay. Michael, you want to pick these games? Or?
Sure. Oklahoma.
Okay. Yeah, I got OU as well. USC on the road at Oregon. Oregon's a 10-point favorite against USC. 59.5 is the over-under.
Yeah, Lincoln Riley always seems to get, even though he's at USC, he's always on even every coach's list. But, boy, Oregon's pretty good. I think USC will cover, though.
Yeah.
I'll take Oregon, but USC covers.
Yeah, Oregon. USC covers.
I agree. 10's a lot for a 15-7 matchup.
I agree.
So, all right, Sun Belt games now around the league. We'll start with Washington State at James Madison. James Madison's a 13.5-point home favorite to the Cougars.
Yeah, and the Cougars don't really have a conference home right now, right? Because they're kind of, well, they're going to be in the pack, whatever it is, next year. James Madison is pretty doggone good. I'll take JMU.
To cover?
Yes, I think so.
Yep, JMU.
I'm going to take Washington State to cover. You know, they played Ole Miss pretty good a couple of weeks ago. They're in every game. 13.5 is a lot. It's still a Power Four school, even if they're not in a huge conference. So, you know, I think that game will be closer than 13.5. So I'm taking James Madison to win, but Washington State to cover. Georgia State at Troy, 10-point Troy home favorite.
I'll take Troy, and Troy covers.
Yeah, Troy.
Okay. Yeah, same here. Same all around. We're going Quick here.
This is fun.
Marshall at App State. App State's a 4.5-point underdog to the Thundering Herd.
Yeah, boy, it's been a disappointing. I think it's been a disappointing season for App State. So I'm going to take Marshall to win and cover.
Because this is getting boring. I'm going to take App State.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to take App State at home, too. They're still trying to get bowl eligible, and Marshall's only one game away. They're two games away, and I believe that's App State senior day. So.
Yeah, and last, but the results last night with Louisiana beating Arkansas State, neither one of those teams are bowl eligible yet. Mm-hmm. They're starting to freak out a little bit.
For real. ULM at Texas State. Texas State's a 20-point favorite against the Warhawks.
I think they Texas State wins, but believe it or not, I think the Warhawks will cover.
Texas State, but I don't think they're going to cover.
I think Texas State is going to win and cover easily. They rolled Southern Miss last week. Which, I don't think they're going to not roll you.
Which is why they're ready for a downfall, so to speak.
All right, Southern Miss on the road at South Alabama. South Alabama, 1.5-point home underdog to the Golden Eagles.
I have to defer because I want to see who the quarterback's going to be.
Well, you got to pick. You gotta
bet,
pick the
your
game.
Bet is completely pick. Different.
Well, give us a score if Liddy plays and give us a score.
If Liddy plays, this is a ball game. If Braylon Braxton plays, Southern Miss wins by 10 at least.
No, Southern Miss is gonna win either way because I think they've got a chip after last week now too, and they're going to be focused. But you're right.
Until
you see what happens on the field, it's. But I just got to go Southern Miss. You got to pick somebody going in.
That performance last week worried me.
Yeah. It's just like every time I've watched South Alabama play this season, they've just looked terrible. Do I really think they're going to consistently move the ball against Southern Miss's defense? Probably not.
But they've got Southern Miss's number two. They've never lost.
They do.
I picked
See, that's the double.
Yeah.
So Southern's got two reasons.
I picked Southern Miss 34, South Alabama 13 in my preview show.
Basketball-wise, the Lady Eagles tomorrow against Nicholls. That's a 2 o'clock tip-off at Reed Green Coliseum. The men are at a tournament in North Florida and will play North Florida tomorrow. And I think that's a night game.
Yeah, 7 p.m. kick.
Basketball. Sorry. Yeah, and that's part of a tournament. The men will play again on Sunday. So that gets you up to date. Look, next week, no show on Thursday, which is Thanksgiving, or Friday because of that thing they call the Egg Bowl. But we're going to be here Monday through Wednesday.
That's two random teams.
Bro. Including our trip to the Prancer Path in Laurel to get you going for the Christmas season. But that's then. This is now for Dima Mixon and producer-engineer, I'm Kelly Sander. Thanks for joining us. Until Monday at 1 o'clock, have a great weekend, and Southern Miss
to the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.